Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Little Rolling Stones for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com, or if you like to type, we have a long one for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those will get you to a little bit of small business heaven where you can find a lot of different things that will help you to be more productive and more successful in your small business. And one of the things includes listening to the show right now, where we are introducing, where I'm introducing you to our new friend Barbara Hemphill, because I mentioned organization and productivity. She's an expert at that. She's CEO of Hemphill Productivity Institute, which is an organization devoted to helping individuals and organizations maintain productive environments for their people. She's the author of a number of books, including some very successful books, like the series called Taming the Paper Tiger at Work, Taming the Paper Tiger at Home, and some others that we'll get her to tell us about. But let's get her in here. Barbara Hemphill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Delighted to be here.
It's good to have you here, and I'm always glad to talk about productivity. I'm always glad to talk about organization, because one of the things that I talked about earlier in the show, Barbara, and this is one of my soapboxes, is all of the capability that's available to small business owners these days to help them to be more productive. And of course, when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about technology primarily. But there are a lot of things that we can do that are not technologically based that help us be more productive, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. But and you're right about technology. In fact, one of the major areas that we work with people on is using technology to manage information, because research shows that the average person spends about 150 hours a year looking for misplaced information.
I think I have maybe spent in years past maybe more than that.
Well, a lot of people say, you know, where did that statistic come from? And it's been supported in a variety of ways.
Oh, I believe it. I believe that number.
My experience is, if anything, it's conservative, because one of the things it doesn't take into consideration is the amount of time that's lost with people recreating something that, in fact, you know, already existed.
Right.
And not knowing. So we use software both to help people find, in fact, we have a program called the Paper Tiger Software, where you can find anything you file in 5 seconds or less, and it's for physical files. And then we also have a filing system for electronic files. So all of our consulting is based on the fact that you should be able to find any piece of information you want in 5 seconds or less.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
I've never had to refund any money, so it works.
Well, good for you. Well, this is an area that's of utmost importance to small business owners, Barbara, because, as you know, we always have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
That's exactly right. And your ability to accomplish any task or goal is directly related to your ability to find the right thing at the right time, whether it's your car keys to get into the car to go to an important appointment, or the information you need to talk to the person on the other end of the phone. I mean, you know, you can't afford to say, well, I'll call you back on that, and what you don't say is, because I can't find the piece of paper that I was going to talk to you about in the first place, or I don't remember why I called
right.
you, or some of those things, too.
Well, let's talk about two different areas. Let's talk about some high-tech productivity ideas and some low-tech productivity ideas. Start out with some low-tech ideas.
Well, one low-tech idea that is just an amazing thing, I think, and I actually learned it from my mother, who has worked in a small-town bank for over 40 years. And when I was about 12 years old, she introduced me to a system which used to be used a lot, referred to as a tickler system
or a
suspense system or whatever, which is simply a filing system where you have a folder for every day of the month, so you have 31 folders for every day of the month and 12 months of the year. And the reason that's so powerful, everybody used to use it. In fact, when I do speeches with large audiences, I will say, you know, how many of you have ever used this kind of a file.
Right.
And probably 80% of the people will raise their hand.
Yes, it's an old system.
A very old system. And then you'll say, how many of you are using it now? And you'll get a very small number.
Mm-hmm.
And when you explore and say, when did you stop using that system? Inevitably, it comes out, it was when the computer came in.
Exactly.
Because the computer was going to make everything, first of all, it was going to make it paperless, and we were going to use the computer to manage our calendar, and it was going to give us reminders and all those sorts of things. And to some extent, there are times when that works, but there's a whole lot of things that isn't very user-friendly. And so there's nothing more user-friendly than simply having that system. And the reason is that when you say, I have to do this, the next question you really have to ask yourself is when.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody says, well, I don't know when, it's like, okay, well, when are you going to know? And if you don't know when, then what people tend to do is just stack it up on top of their desk.
Right.
Because they're afraid they're going to forget it, and then they never get around to it. So if
mm-hmm.
you say, when am I going to do it? You say, you look at your calendar, you look at your schedule, and as a small business owner myself, I try to schedule certain types of things. For example, we have a thing where if you go to our website, you can download something called a Productive Environment Scorecard. It takes about 5 minutes to fill out,
mm-hmm.
and if you want a free 30-minute consultation from us, you can fax it to us. And we will, or email it to us, and we will give you a free 30-minute consultation.
Thank you for that. Give us the website so my audience can take advantage of that.
It's productiveenvironment.com.
All right.
And you go to free stuff, and you'll find it there.
Right.
And
thank
we
you for
try
that.
To schedule those on specific days.
Mm-hmm.
So if a scorecard comes in, well, I can put it on the day that it's going to be scheduled. And it's just such a simple thing. Or you look at something, and you know it comes in, and there's a conference coming up, and you think, oh man, you know, I'd like to go, but I don't know if I'm going to have the money, or I don't know if I'm going to have the time, or whatever. So you look at what's the latest early bird registration date.
Right.
And then you put it in on that day or the day before because you say, okay, it's now or never. So
don't you
no
think
point.
The problem we've got, though, Barbara, is that we've got one foot on the dock and one foot in the boat? In other words, we're still straddling old systems and new systems. Even those of us who are completely, you know, fully technologically oriented, we still, you know, if we've been around a while, we still have that old paper system. And so we're back and forth between the two.
Well, and you know, Jim, my experience is that that's really what we have to do. I have worked over 25 years with thousands of people one-on-one, and the number of people who have been able to totally convert to technology, I could probably count on the fingers of one hand.
I believe you. And therein lies the opportunity and the challenge.
That's correct.
Stand by, Barbara. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Barbara Hemphill. When we come back, we're going to talk about some high-tech ways to make you more productive. Stay with us.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
We're back. It's 23 after. Rocking and rolling with little Van Halen for you and our good friend Barbara Hemphill. Barbara is the author of Taming the Paper Tiger at Work, also Taming the Paper Tiger at Home. Is that right, Barbara?
That's correct.
And there's another one, isn't there?
Yes, there's one called Love It or Lose It, Living Clutter-Free Forever.
All right. But isn't there a third Taming the Paper Tiger? Is that what's coming out?
No. There was one called Taming the Office Tiger, but that one we renamed Taming the Paper Tiger at Work, so maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Wasn't there a digital age thing that you...
Well, there's one I'm writing currently.
That's the one that we're working on.
That's right. I'm writing one called Taming the Paper Tiger in the Digital Age.
And you're going to launch that on the show when you get it out, right?
I'd be delighted to do
We'd
that.
We'd like to have you do that. I made the comment as we went to the break that having one foot on the paper, organizational methods, and one foot on the boat, on the land, and one foot on the boat, which is the technology, which is kind of leaving the dock, by the way, that's actually a challenge and an opportunity, isn't it?
I think that's right. I'm trained as a musician, and I see organizing as an art form, which means that there, and I grew up on a farm in Nebraska, and one of the things that my dad taught me was that half of any job is having the right tool.
Right.
And my experience is that there's no tool that works for everybody, and that the art of organizing is helping people find the tools that they can and will use. You know, people will often say to me, you know, Barbara, what should I do? And I'll say, that's the wrong question. The question is, what will you do?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I have people who could never do a good job of managing their calendar, and they got a Palm Pilot, and they just fell in love with it.
Right.
And they use it all the time. On the other hand, I have somebody came up to me at a conference the other day and said, oh, I'm so excited. My son got me a Palm Pilot, and now I'm going to be organized. Well, that's like saying you're going to buy somebody a piano and they're going to be a pianist. I mean,
right.
You know, it is simply a tool, and you have to make sure that you're using the right tool. And the same thing is true of filing systems. Like, I have companies call me and say, okay, we're going to go paperless. Well, usually they totally underestimate the cost of going paperless in terms of hardware, software, and mostly human resource time. And it's a good thing to aim for, and I certainly push people in that direction, but you can't assume that that's the be-all, end-all,
right.
And it isn't necessarily the best or the simplest way to begin with, but it's the principles that count, and all of our consulting is based on principles. For example, this is the four words that have driven my business for over 25 years: clutters, postpone decisions.
Say that slower and again.
Clutter is postpone decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You sit down at the desk and you say, okay, today's the day I'm going to clean up this mess. And you pick up the piece of paper and you look at it and you think of any number of reasons why today is not a good day to deal with this, and you move it to the other side of the desk.
Well, or you got the other thing, which is my category. I'm a pack rat.
Okay.
I always think that I'm going to need it later.
Okay. Well, you know, you can keep one of the other principles that we teach is what we call the art of waste basketry. And research shows that 80% of what we keep, we never use.
Mm-hmm.
My philosophy with clients is, if in doubt, keep it, which surprises people because people are often afraid
right.
that I'm going to come in and tell them to throw it away. But the other side of it is Hemphill's principle. If you don't know you have it or you can't find it,
right.
it's of no value to
you. That's the other problem that we have, yeah.
And then the thing of it is that you can keep anything you want to if you're willing to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
And the price is time, space, money, and energy. So when you're a small business, you have a limitation on all of those. And so you have to decide whether the amount of time, space, money, or energy that it's taking to maintain this is really worth it.
What is your best high-tech tool that you found that's helping people more than anything?
Well, my best high-tech tool is Taming the Paper Tiger software, which is literally an indexing system for physical files. When you try to file something, the question is, do you file it under automobile, car, Chrysler, transportation, or vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the insurance policy. So does the insurance policy go under car insurance, or does it go under State Farm, or does it go under financial? The answer is it doesn't make any difference as long as you're consistent. But
mm-hmm.
small business entrepreneurs are some of the most creative people in the world, which means every time they think of something, they think of it in a different way,
right.
which is a disaster for a filing system.
From an organization standpoint. Well, all right, now that you've introduced us to the software, I know that you've already offered us something for free, and I appreciate that. You mentioned your website earlier. Tell us what it is again, please.
It's productiveenvironment.com.
All right.
And also, if you go there, you can find we have consultants all over the country that go in and offer a service that we call an eight-hour miracle, where we spend 8 hours in a small business office, and at the end of 8 hours, we guarantee three things. One, you'll know what to do with every new thing that comes in from that day forward. Two, that everything we filed, anyone could find in 5 seconds or less. And three, we'll have a game plan for whatever we didn't get to in the 8 hours, and if we don't do it, you don't owe us any money.
About what would that cost?
It varies depending on who all of these consultants are, independent consultants.
About?
Anywhere between $650 and $1,000.
Okay. Which sounds like if you can fulfill those promises you mentioned, I think it sounds like a good deal. Give us the website again.
ProductiveEnvironment.com.
And don't forget the Taming the Paper Tiger books that she has out. Barbara Hemphill. Barbara, will you come back again another day?
I'd be delighted
to. We've got a lot more work on this organization productivity thing we need you to help us with.
Great. Thanks a lot.
We'll do it again next time. Thanks a lot. Barbara Hemphill, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages, 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.